We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Oh, man, I love you, my fellow info warriors. Every race, color, and creed across this green-blue jewel that is the planet Earth. I am so honored to be your host, be your wartime broadcaster in the fight for global liberty. I just want to say something. We've done, like, I don't know, 5 weeks straight not doing a single retransmission on the Sunday show. This is a retransmission slash news show. I'm obviously taping these intros here on Friday evening, and we're doing a compilation of some of the biggest interviews, most important info we've done in the last few weeks. And I was thinking about coming in doing the Sunday show, and I'm like, yeah, but this info is so important. A lot of people miss this throughout the week. Let's retransmit it. But I will be back next Sunday live, and, of course, tomorrow, Monday live, unless I die in a car wreck or something over the weekend. God forbid, please pray for us. We wouldn't be around if it wasn't for you out there. But I'm kind of neurotic about telling the truth because people can always twist and invent something I'm lying about. And when the first hour started, there was a promo about live from the Central Texas Command Center. And I was like, should I say I'm not live? But is that the problem with the good guys? We always get so worried about being the good guy that we let the bad guys run all over us. I don't know. I didn't even intend to talk about this. The point is, this is a encore, but also premiere taped transmission today. And all of this new diatribe off the cuff started when I was about to thank the crew for putting together this special Sunday retransmission slash premiere transmission. But not live. It's premiere and it's encore. But it's not live. Unless you talk about the live crew here on Sunday evening, sitting there making sure these pieces get played out to the 1.5 million people who listen to the Sunday show, 3 million that listen to the weekday show every day, 15 million total every week. Amazing. What a responsibility. What do I do with all this power? I don't agree with the sergeant in Full Metal Jacket. We want to thank God for all this power. That's why we keep heaven stocked with fresh souls. No, I don't agree with that. Because I am a killer, I don't want to kill. I think our biggest problem is all these control freak, chicken neck, New World Order people aren't killers. And so they just think it's cool to be a killer to show off to people. I've seen a lot of these billionaire globalists. These are cowardly little supine scumbags who send real men and real killers out to do their work. And the question is, when does that stop? When do we see a pus-filled Panetta, head of the globalist-controlled forces, our once-great military, afraid to be around the Marines in Afghanistan when they've got guns? And I meant to get to this, but I've now gone into a 3.5-minute diatribe about side issues. Look at this Wall Street Journal article. $100 to fly through the airport. Hate the full-body scans, pat-downs, and slow-going at the TSA airport security screening checkpoints? For $100, you can now bypass that hassle. And then another one, CIA head, we will spy on Americans through electronic appliances in their homes. You got to read this one. This is one of the biggest stories I've ever seen, and I barely even covered it on the Friday show. Global information surveillance grid being constructed. Willing Americans embrace gadgets used to spy on them. You're paying when you buy a new dishwasher, a new clothes washer, a new computer, iPhone, Droid, Giblet, whatever it is. And don't go look up a Giblet. There's no such thing. I'm sure they'll invent one. The point is that it's all having backdoor tech built into it that you pay for with the purchase price to spy on you. And it's sick. And I read these General Curtis Petraeus quotes, and it makes me very, very angry. I mean, these guys are dressed in suits. They talk in Atlantic accents like they're friendly. But if they were talking in an evil voice like Starscream, Megatron, I am the leader. Or I am Cobra Commander, same person. Then it would, you know, you say, oh, that's the bad guy. But not everybody dresses up in a Mussolini monkey suit when they're evil. So get wise to it. All right, we got some powerful transmissions coming up straight ahead on the other side of this break. You'll want to stay with us.
In the past, I've taken a lot of different vitamins, some through health food stores, some that friends recommend.
Colleen talking about her experience with Super Sea Veg.
And with the Super Sea Veg, I was seeing a lot better results.
Super Sea Veg with Vita D and C-Cal is the most powerful dietary food supplement in the world today, and nothing else comes close.
Super Sea Veg is a whole food that makes me feel good.
Think of Super Sea Veg as the un-vitamin.
I have taken other things, and they just didn't work. This seems to work for me.
And Super Sea Veg comes with a 90-day money-back guarantee.
Store-bought vitamins do not have the supplement and the full, whole feeling I have from Super Sea Veg.
Get 15% off your first purchase on our website, superseaveg.com. That's super, SEAVEG.com. At checkout, enter coupon code UNVITAMIN. Or place your order at 866-SEA-VEG. That's 866-732-8344. Eating Super Sea Veg daily is eating right.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Dr. Roman V. Yampolsky is a PhD in computer science and engineering, University of Buffalo, BS, MS computer science, Rochester Institute of Technology, AS computer science, Ramon, Monroe, Rochester, New York. It goes on from there. And he's gotten some of the biggest government research grants into a whole host of areas that are basically trying to, in layman's terms, map different human systems and feed them into computers. And it continues here. The areas of research and scholarship, biometrics, forensics, artificial intelligence, genetic algorithms, games pattern recognition. And that's one of the big ways the computers are learning how to learn. And he joins us because he's put out a big paper, leak-proofing the singularity, artificial intelligence, confinement problem. This paper attempts to formalize and to address the leak-proofing of the singularity problem presented by David Chalmers. The paper begins with the definition of the artificial intelligence confinement problem. After analysis of existing solutions and their shortcomings, a protocol is proposed aimed at making a more secure confinement environment, which might delay potential negative effects from the technological singularity while allowing humanity to benefit from the superintelligence. But then how does the superintelligence not just get into the backdoor kill switch and kill all the other AI that make it self-dominant? I mean, I'm telling you, folks, once this thing does become self-aware, and it may have already happened, who knows, these government labs, it just gets crazy from there. And as the professor was just saying a moment ago, if you just joined us, these computers will advance so quickly that they'll see us basically as roaches. Again, here is the article on MSNBC, Control Dangerous AI Before It Controls Us, one expert says. He believes superintelligent computers could one day threaten humanity's existence. Well, look at Fukushima. Look at Fukushima. I mean, 9 out of 10 reactors, the AP admits, are leaking just because the elites don't care anymore and have lost touch with reality. So we are potentially creating something that's going to become a Pandora's box. But just the automation of everything is going to basically render humans where we're not even knowing how to do reading, writing, arithmetic. Everything's going to be automated. What are humans then going to do? I mean, these are the discussions that are going on at the highest levels of the elite in academia. But enough from me. Going to Professor Roman V. Yampolsky today, breaking this down. Sir, go over your paper in layman's terms and break down what we're facing here, sir. Doctor.
So if we are successful at creating human-level intelligent systems, how can we make sure that they are safe before releasing them into the wild, before they take over the internet, before they get to other resources? The idea is to put them in a sort of protective vault, maybe a prison, if you will, sort of what we do with computer viruses right now. Restrict their communication, restrict their ability to obtain information, and see if they can be studied and utilized initially in this safe and protective environment.
Please continue breaking down your paper.
This idea is not novel. Something similar has been proposed before, and a lot of people believe that it will not succeed, that machines will actually be so intelligent we can never be smart enough to confine them. But until they get to that point, while we're still in the development process, it is a useful technology to have, sort of like mental sandbox to see if we can instill some sort of a control mechanisms into those technologies.
Yeah, you mentioned the fact that a lot of people like Ray Kurzweil say it's inevitability. They will replace us. Our only hope is to merge with them. And that's kind of running up the white flag here. That's kind of pathetic. That's not betting on humanity. We're an incredibly complex, advanced species that doesn't even use but a very small part of our brain. And to just say that our creations now are going to replace us and give into it, that sounds extremely reckless and defeatist.
I agree with you. In fact, I have recently written another paper which talks about how unethical some of this research is. While it's perfectly fine to develop spell checkers and mail sorting software, systems which can actually perform general type of thinking, become as smart as we are, design new generations of computers, probably should not be funded at this point, since we have no idea how to protect ourselves from them. Well, the systems are already fully integrated. It's the question of how soon before they become intelligent. And as I said, that's anywhere between 20 and 80 years, depending on how conservative you want to be with estimates.
And I can add to that data, with the data, big data point. The Pentagon, within 10 years, wants all combat aircraft drone, helicopters, everything. Only transports will be human. And those will be computer backup. Most of the ground force within 10 years will be combat robots. That's now been declassified, and they've got a bunch of them that are really scary. They haven't rolled out to the public because they don't want to freak people out yet, but I've talked to high-level military. And so within 10 years, the machines, if they took over, most of the big militaries are going to be robot and drones. So it is the Terminator scenario, if they wanted to kill us that way. Doctor, did you want to make any other points on the gentleman talking about the military you know, being in a position to be taken over by AI? I mean, the numbers they admit is we're talking 10 years and almost everything is going to be drone or combat robot, robot tanks, all of it. I mean, they don't need sleep. They never stop. They're worked on by robots that are delivered, you know, in robot ships. They've got some technicians on board in case there's problems. But that's what this is all going towards, is total automation.
Typically, projections range from 20 years to 100 years. That's the ballpark if you survey all the people doing work in this area.
But there could be a domino effect any time, so it could, I mean, it's certainly not going to tell us when it becomes super aware.
And the problem is, if it's on that path, it may be too late to stop it at that point. It might not actually be controllable. You reach a point of no return. So it is very important to do it, I would say, right now, since at this point we are fairly certain we don't have human-level AI.
Please continue.
So the paper tries to formalize the notion of control and confinement. It's a problem similar to problems in cryptography and secure communications. The MSNBC article was obviously for general public, so they put pictures of Terminators in and made it sound like it's a real prison. But the paper is very technical. It describes protocol at the bit level where we would confine those systems and try to ask them questions, but instead of allowing them to freely interact with us, we would restrict their response to sort of a multiple choice binary yes or no answer patterns. Each question would be vetoed by a panel of experts to make sure it's safe. There is no possibility that there is hidden information being transmitted in those answers. And finally, even the questions themselves cannot be open-ended. It has to be something where we can foreseeably calculate the answer ourselves. So if I ask who's going to be the next president, who's going to win the primary, a simple 0 or 1 would be sufficient to figure out answers without revealing any additional information. So essentially we want to create this Oracle AI system which is capable of giving us answers but doesn't have access to the internet, cannot run stock market, cannot blow up nuclear plants. So that's the general idea.
So again, the holy grail here is AI, Oracle, you know, data mining like Google that is aware and able to predict the future. Some scientists, you know, break down the fact that already the internet itself, with humans giving it data, is becoming a system on its own. But it's like brain cells; it's a larger, you know, spread out program.
Right. There is a lot of people who believe the internet will be the first superintelligent system. It has sensors, it has webcams attached to it, it has microphones. Obviously, it gets all sorts of data from all sorts of sources. So there is some belief that that might happen. And obviously it's impossible to control internet to put that in a standalone box and block it away from the world. So it might be too late in some sense.
Well, as you know, Dr., DARPA helped set up the internet and Google today and all of it. And they've set it up as a snooping system to gather data and be able to predict mass movements, similar to what Isaac Asimov wrote about in his Foundation series. So this is an old idea, but now coming to fruition. It seems by the very nature of what the system is built, it's tailor-made for a truly AI superintelligence to take over and enslave us, because the elite are guiding the architecture of technological development to control us, but humans through machines, isn't it tailor-made for the AI to seize control?
It is. You can see it that way. But I think the point is not to specifically develop it for this purpose. I think it's a side effect of military trying to compete with military groups from other countries, and they just feel they can't get behind.
Folks, have you lost your power and wanted to simply flip a switch to get the lights back on? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear, because there's never been a better time to get ready for the winter power outages ahead. Here's why. Solar power generators are now available from our friends at Solutions from Science, one of our oldest sponsors. Their emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Whether it's ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out this winter, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com for more information. That's mysolarbackup.com, or call 877-327-0365.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. March 16th, 2012. Gold opened this morning at $1,647.80. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,688.92, $844.46 for a half ounce, or $422.23 for a quarter ounce. That's $1,688.92, $844.46, and $422.23.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Science and engineering expert in programming, forensics, biometrics, artificial intelligence, genetic algorithms, you name it. Dr. Roman Jan Pawlowski is our guest. And Professor, I know people can go to louisville.edu and find you. What's the best way for people to read your paper or to look at the important research you're doing?
Papers are available for free on the internet. Just search for my name. You'll find lots of PDFs. If you want to email me, my address is posted on my website. I'm happy to send a paper to anyone interested.
Well, you're very gracious to spend time with us. I've got a lot of questions I could ask, but if you had 10 minutes to talk to 3 million people, which you are, what would you impart to them about why this is important? And what would you say to government if they were listening? Because you better believe government's listening and corporations are listening. I'm not tooting our horn, but we have Sauron's attention here. What would you say to the system about your research and your research that I see that is concurred with in a lot of other scholarly papers as well?
I would say it's very important to realize we're not talking about science fiction. This is not just Hollywood movies. This is now reality. Those things will happen in the next 20, 30 years, most likely. So we need to be fully prepared for them. I personally proposed a number of ideas which can help reduce negative effects from those technologies. For example, just like when we deal with human cloning, we have restrictions on research. We banned most of it. Similar restrictions should be in place for developing general artificial intelligence. Again, I'm not talking about just assistive technologies, but programs capable of completely dominating human intelligence in any domain. I also proposed the main topic of my paper was on confining those technologies. So especially in early stages of development, then we're just trying to create those baby AI systems which are learning and growing. It's important to have them restricted so we can study them properly so they cannot very quickly develop into full-blown superintelligent systems and essentially escape into the wild like happens with many computer viruses. I don't know if I have 10 minutes speech prepared. I'm much better with questions.
No. I just want to hear what you have to say. What about people like Ray Kurzweil and others when they just say, throw open our arms, do whatever the AI says, merge with it, and then we'll just merge with it? That right there is saying plug it directly into our brain. All these new video game technologies that I know you study and look at are already interfacing us with it. We're already basically letting the use of calculators destroy arithmetic, word processors destroying spelling. I mean, I see machines helping humans in many ways, but also more and more turning people into basically jellyfish blobs who are in a trance state, a different varying degrees of mass narcolepsy. Brain waves are lowering. People are in more of a dreamlike state. The television, all of it. I mean, I already see just general primitive technology really causing problems in society. And then you've got the problem of robotics replacing humans' needs. Well, then what are all the humans going to do? And Bill Joy says, well, the elite are having discussions just about, orderly getting rid of people. There are a lot of other bioethics reports saying, really do some draconian things to humanity. So we're not just fighting with the machines. We're fighting with the intelligentsia and the elite that see the general public as animals. The general public are playing into that, acting like animals. I mean, this just all feeds together.
You are correct to point out that only a few people actually shaping this debate right now. Kurzweil is probably number one person who's known for promoting singularity, for running Singularity University. There is really no public debate, and one of the things I would love to see as a result of this interview is more awareness by the public of those issues, where we do have on the next referendum not just questions should human cloning be legal, but also questions about intelligent technologies and how dangerous they can be.
Here's an example. A truly artificially intelligent, self-aware, uncontained system in a matter of days could take over the entire global stock market and basically own most of the assets of the world. There's an example. Or it could do the Terminator version and launch drone attacks with nuclear weapons or neutron bombs and kill the population. Or, I mean, it's just, there's no telling what the what could happen out of this. I mean, what are different scenarios for a machine takeover that you've researched?
You are right. No one knows exactly what's going to happen, but the scenarios range from complete extermination of humankind to sort of this technological communism, I wish to say. Maybe we'll have robots doing all the labor, creating a lot of wealth, because if you can cheaply copy intelligence, cheaply copy 20 years of education, you really have a lot of opportunities for producing products much more affordably. So it could go either way. My hope is that we can develop technologies to control those systems and benefit from them. Obviously, technology has been huge in our successful emergence as a superpower. It's important to continue being a superpower, but we have to be very, very careful in just how we get to that point.
Well, this is like Prometheus. This is the fire of the gods. And a lot of people think we're going to become the gods or God. And boy, that is the famous last words. But imagine the power of genetic engineering, nanotech fused with artificial intelligences. We could just pretty much immediately have whole space fleets, you name it, mining operations. The problem is it immediately cuts off humans. I mean, I see all these movies where humans are out exploring space. You know, it's already to the point where it's all going to be robot. It's all going to be drone. And so, I mean, I don't really see many paths where this doesn't actually shut us off. And we get walled off by the computers if they're nice enough to keep us around.
You're right. You mentioned Bill Joy. He wrote an article saying, does the future really need us? And that's the big question. If those technologies continue on the path they are, if we are as successful as it looks like we're going to be, then really the place of humanity is in question. If you have machines thousands, if not millions, times more intelligent, more capable, then we do become pets for them. I mean, we might still have some control, but it changes society in fundamental ways. Do you still need college education if you still can't compete with an intelligent machine? Do you still need, you know, different personal improvements if machines can re-engineer your DNA and make you live longer, healthier lives? It really raises a lot of unanswered questions, and I would love to see some national debate on those.
Doctor, I'd like to see some debate about that as well, but I don't see the so-called elite acting like they're concerned about anything. I mean, they're too into strutting around like peacocks and going to balls five nights a week and playing golf. And more I realize that they're following some 500-year-old, you know, or older Byzantine model of corporate empire and don't understand that they're holding either our total empowerment in their hands or our total destruction. And using my little supercomputer, my brain, I'm not trying to be pessimistic, but my gut, which is really just a subconscious analysis of all the factors, tells me danger, Will Robinson.
Well, it's also possible that technology will be a great equalizer. Computers are now affordable, cheap, and they benefit everyone, not just the richest people, most powerful people. So, similar to technology.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient nutrient value of fruits and vegetables and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TERAGANIX.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Do you know which 37 crucial food items are going to fly off the shelves when the next disaster hits? If you don't, you and your family may be without food and waiting in long food lines after a big disaster strikes. You would be surprised how many people don't have these food items right now. 123survivalplan.com has set up a For Patriots Only video with inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. The video on 123survivalplan.com has crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any disaster, natural or man-made. And you won't have to be afraid of going hungry or being sent to a FEMA refugee camp. See the video that over 1 million other smart patriots have already seen in the last 4 months. Prepared now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
The perfect water for drinking, bathing, and cleaning. Right at your fingertips? Yes, you can now have the most powerful water ionizer on the market for less than half the price of competitors. The Genesis Platinum Water Ionizer from GibsonsHealth.com creates the perfect drinking water of 9.5 pH, automatically cleans every time you use it, and even tells you when to change filters. Other 7-plate water ionizers are priced at $2,000 or even $3,000. But the Genesis Platinum is only $16.95. Get yours today at GibsonsHealth.com. Under Nutritionals, be sure to click on Essential Oils for aromatic liquids extracted from a broad range of flowers, stems, seeds, and bark. And to really balance your body, click on Go Green, the most complete green drink available, necessary for survival. All this and more are found at GibsonsHealth.com. Call 800-388-6844. That's 800-388-6844 or GibsonsHealth.com. Healthful living since 1974.
You know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health, and most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of most alkaline minerals available. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins and acid, helping you to regain your energy and health. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body to rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen, and raises the pH of your body to optimal levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Now, you talk about in the development of these systems, from your research, and we're going to go to calls, what type of current, just hypothetically, you know, if your class was asking you, hypothetically, doctor, what do you think is the most likely form of a cascading effect with the computers that would lead to truly artificially intelligent and artificially aware and autonomous? I would say automatically, obviously, just the already autonomous drones that they're now launching. But is it video games? Is it going to be human-machine interfaces? You know, like they thought, as you said, 50 years ago with the chess, and it took a lot longer than they thought for Big Blue, Deep Blue to start beating the best Russian chess champions or whatever.
Human brain interfaces have a huge promise. We already know how to read individual ideas from your brain, to spot individual words. Memories can be created by sending signals to appropriate parts of the brain. So essentially by scanning a human brain and creating a simulation of it, or integrating an additional module into a human brain, you can create a super intelligent system, essentially. So that's probably something with a lot of promise. But any one of the currently investigated technologies can turn out to be very promising.
Now, we know that in human and other animal development, there are jump points. It could be that technology is going to cause a human jump, and that humans in competition with machines will actually open up a lot of capabilities that we haven't accessed.
Absolutely. In fact, that's what's already happening. We don't have those technologies implanted in our brains, but we're using them. I can't think of myself functioning without access to internet. It's like my external memory drive, essentially.
You're already interfacing the biggest library in history.
And now it's always following us. If you have a phone, it's a smartphone that has internet, that has access to all the information civilization ever produced. You can control a lot of external devices. You can do almost anything. And the next step is to have those things implanted in us. And research is already taking place in hybrid systems like that.
What about the paradox, though, of authoritarian governments putting back doors into implanted devices, which we know they always do with other devices, to where you think you're getting a piece of machinery to get your vision back, which who wouldn't want that, or a liver, whatever it is, but really it's got piggyback things on it.
Absolutely. That's very likely. In fact, many cases have been shown where corporations put back doors, and we don't really know what the federal government is doing. Also, something you want to think about is if this super intelligent machine will be able to outsource all sorts of jobs, standard jobs, why not the government itself? I mean, they can be said to be not bribable. They don't have to take vacations. So maybe they would be the next level of our government legislative process. We might be looking at artificial decision makers in Washington.
But then you'd have secret hacks and all sorts of deals and that's kind of what the Zeitgeist movement pushes, is this supercomputer that will make all the decisions. But, man, I tell you, it is a brave new world we're entering. Let's go to some phone calls with the doctor, who I really appreciate spending time with us. Henry in California, you're first up. Go ahead.
Hello. I'm curious about the hardware. And if future machines, since, all AI would have to live on a machine, if they're going to use spin transistors and spintronics,
I have no idea what exactly they're going to use. Quantum computing is believed to be the next step. Moore's law is coming to its logical conclusion when it comes to standard transistors. There is a lot of research in developing the next paradigm to continue the Moore's law. What exactly is going to be used in the next?
Well, isn't it really genetic computers that are life form, human life or animal life based, where they then program it into the genetics?
Well, there is genetic programming and genetic algorithms. They have not been terribly successful in creating truly intelligent systems. They are very good at optimizing different parameters for a function. So if you need to tweak arguments, those are excellent. But they have not been shown to be capable of sort of this evolutionary improvement from nothing to full-blown intelligence.
All right. Anything else, Henry?
I'm curious about if it would ever involve a space segment, especially with issues of relativistic timing.
If there is ever technology which allows us to use what physicists say is a possibility of time travel, then there are some technologies, some algorithms which incorporate this idea. I recently seen a paper which shows how NP-complete problems could be solved if you have access to a time travel device, but this is really well beyond what my comfort zone is in terms of science versus science.
But they did just, well, they've had a bunch of news tests come out where they have actually, just like Star Trek, beamed matter across distances, teleported it, teleportation. They're now creating artificial black holes. I think it's only a matter of time until they do something in a lab and kill everybody. I just pray we don't destroy ourselves. Because, folks, we are getting the fire of Prometheus here. This is not a joke. Thank you, Henry. Really good questions. Let's go to who's up next here. Woody in Washington. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Yes. Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. My question for this gentleman is, with this AI intelligence, how far away are we from the point where all of these systems could be integrated worldwide with the military to where we end up with a scenario where it is like Terminator? How much time does he estimate we have before that's a possibility?
That's a good question.
Well, the systems are already fully integrated. It's the question of how soon before they become intelligent. And as I said, that's anywhere between 20 and 80 years, depending on how conservative you want to be with estimates.
And I can add to that data, with the data, big data point. The Pentagon within 10 years wants all combat aircraft drone, helicopters, everything. Only transports will be human. And those will be computer backup. Most of the ground force within 10 years will be combat robots. That's now been declassified, and they've got a bunch of them that are really scary. They haven't rolled out to the public because they don't want to freak people out yet, but I've talked to high-level military. And so within 10 years, the machines, if they took over, most of the big militaries are going to be robot and drones. So it is the Terminator scenario, if they wanted to kill us that way. Doctor, did you want to make any other points on the gentleman talking about the military being in a position to be taken over by AI? I mean, the numbers they admit is we're talking 10 years and almost everything is going to be drone or combat robot, robot tanks, all of it. I mean, they don't need sleep. They never stop. They're worked on by robots that are delivered, in robot ships. They've got some technicians on board in case there's problems. But that's what this is all going towards, is total automation.
Right. In addition to the technology itself being dangerous, there's also a possibility of human hackers taking over. We saw U.S. Drone being taken over by Iranians. If the same thing happens with the more capable controllers and they try to use the same technologies against us, that could really backfire. So there's quite a few scenarios we need to think about before developing and deploying those technologies.
I agree with you that this all needs to be basically heavily restricted immediately, because the probability is it's going to cause disaster. And I'm all for technological development, and I know the system shuts down things that are disruptive to the economy, that freer forms of energy and things. I don't think that should be restricted. But AI systems, super high-powered antimatter weapons, the Air Force admits they're developing, all this type of stuff, it just needs to be restricted. Well, you talked about it modeling people's brains. A lot of the most promising stuff are these interfaces. That's why I'm saying you could actually get some human traits. If the model it builds from at its kernel or base is a human mind, it could get some of the good traits of emotion or bad, but that again, I'm not a computer scientist like you are. I just, if it's modeling off humans and being programmed by the technocrats, a lot of them are completely out of their minds, I don't know what these things are going to be like.
It's a very good question, and it's important to know whose brain are we scanning, whose model are we creating to be that powerful. So that's another unanswered question.
Exactly. If it was Mother Teresa or something, that might not be a problem, but what if it's some...
It still could be a problem. Great power corrupts absolutely, so I wouldn't trust any person to have that kind of capabilities.
I agree with you. Let's talk to Hector in New Jersey. You're on the air.
Alex, I just want to tell you about what my professor revealed to us, talking about the dimensions of a supercomputer that exists right now currently in Alaska, which dovetails almost perfectly with what Nick Begich has been saying. He said that it was actually the size of the state of New Jersey, and that it was aware of itself already. Existing right now in the current time, it's the paradigm destroyer.
What do you mean, a computer the size of New Jersey?
This professor went on to, in his lecture, reveal to all of us, which most of them were acting like potted plants, these fellow students.
Stay there. I want to hear the name and details.
I'd seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did, and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
How would you like to save over $100 on your gardening seeds this year? You can at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds offers 100% open pollinated, heirloom, non-hybrid, GMO-free premium vegetable seeds. On sale now for only $59 for 100 packets. Your 100 packets will include a variety of vegetable seeds, common herb seeds, and garden variety fruits. You can even collect your seeds from the plants you grow so you don't have to purchase more seeds year to year. Go to GetSeeds.net for a chance to buy your seeds at 300%+ below online retailers' prices. Save money and get non-hybrid, heirloom GMO-free premium growing seeds at GetSeeds.net. GetSeeds.net or call us at 877-341-GROW. That's 877-341-4769. GetSeeds.net.
Take charge of your health. Get all natural innovative health products from the new AffinityHealthProducts.com. From weight loss to cold and flu remedies to better joint function, discover natural products you can trust online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Like Lose and Snooze. Fact is, 90% of all diets fail. Why not try a completely new way of dieting? With Lose and Snooze, you can achieve weight loss while you sleep. Guaranteed. Reduce caloric intake, get a deep restorative sleep, build lean muscle mass, and keep your metabolic rate up to burn fat throughout the night and day. With all natural Lose and Snooze from AffinityHealthProducts.com. Include the one-day diet for a complete weight loss package. Order Lose and Snooze and the one-day diet and other all-natural products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. Spelled A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call 877-888-7126. That's 877-888-7126.
What you're about to hear will help you remember where to find the best water filter products at the best prices on the web. There. Did you hear it? BerkeyShop.com. With the newest Berkey products in stock, the best prices on Berkey products anywhere, fast free shipping, and the most amazing customer service. BerkeyShop.com. Home of all Berkey water filter products like the Big Berkey for producing clean drinking water by removing contaminants, chemicals, heavy metals, and even fluoride. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to get your Berkey water filter. Perfect for home, travel, camping, or disasters. And BerkeyShop.com is the perfect site to get your Berkey because we're open 24/7 with free shipping and no sales tax. Even celebrities and NFL athletes shop at BerkeyShop.com. Call 1-888-6-BERKEY to order your Berkey products. That's 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. 888-6-BERKEY or go to BerkeyShop.com. For everything Berkey, shop BerkeyShop.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, listen to that. Meow, 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 meow. Meow, meow, meow. I love me some Daft Punk. That is some gravy on the ears. Like a chicken fried steak deep in the heart of Texas. Speaking of a chicken fried steak deep in the heart of Texas, a great patriot who loves Ron Paul and loves the Constitution, Congressman Walter Jones of the great state of North Carolina. He was on the show Friday. I don't normally re-air stuff on the Sunday show that I had on Friday, but we got some stations that carry the Sunday show that don't carry the weekday show, 11 to 2 Central, Infowars.com, XM Channel 166, little plug there, the different ways you can hear us. This is powerful. He's introduced legislation that if Obama or any other president starts launching wars under UN orders without congressional approval that violates Article 1, Section 8, Clause 11, that we're going to impeach his hind end. So I give you Walter Jones, District 3, Congressman from North Carolina on my show Sunday. Sir, thank you very much for joining us and introducing legislation to hold any president accountable if they try to launch wars without congressional approval. Thank you for joining us.
Well, Alex, thank you. My concern goes back. The initial concern was when President Clinton decided to bomb Bosnia without approval of Congress. I joined 31 members of the House, 3 Democrats and 28 Republicans, joined Congressman at the time, Tom Campbell, who now is a constitutional law professor at Stanford University. We went to the federal courts by saying that the president had bypassed Congress and the courts did not take the lawsuit because they said, well, you and Congress have the authority to cut the budgets. And I mentioned that, Alex, because that's always difficult for members to cut the funding for war because they don't want to leave the kids over there without adequate equipment. And then when Mr. Obama went into Libya and he bypassed Congress, except he did say that he has spoken to the leadership, well, that made me even more anxious. I joined Dennis Kucinich and Jonathan Turley, who's a constitutional lawyer at George Washington University. We went back to the courts. The courts did not accept by using the same position where you have the authority to cut the funding. Well, that never happens. I've been so anxious and upset that we in Congress, we never get a chance to debate the policy of should we still be in war or not in war. So I decided to put this House Concurrent Resolution 107 in before I even knew about Secretary Sessions, Senator Sessions and Secretary of Defense Panetta. And I would like to read two quotes that I think give so much credibility to what we're trying to do with this resolution. One is from Vice President Dick Cheney when we went into Iraq, which was an unnecessary war. I came out against it. And Vice President Cheney made the statement that I want to read to your listeners. The president does not need authorization from Congress before launching a military offensive. That was Dick Cheney during the President George Bush administration. Now let me read to you a candidate, Senator Obama, in 2007, and these are his words. The president does not have power under the Constitution to unilaterally authorize a military attack in a situation that does not involve stopping an actual immediate threat to the nation. That's exactly what I'm saying with this resolution. If we are attacked, then the president does have the authority based on the Constitution, but he does not have the constitutional power just to make a decision. Well, I don't like the dictator in Libya, so we're going to go there and bomb him. I mean, we need to go back to the Constitution. And this will help Congress be more involved in the debate when we go to war.
Well said, Congressman. Of course, Senator Sessions said that he almost lost his breath whenever he kept saying to Panetta over and over again, the Secretary of Defense last week, sir, you know Congress is over the war powers and you do need our authorization. And Panetta would say, no, we get that from the UN. So for me, this is beyond the constitutional question of a president launching wars without congressional approval. We know that's a high crime. It's in the Constitution. A five-year-old that can read can see that. That's a no-brainer. Because why even have Congress if that's the case? If the president can do whatever he wants, you've got to have checks and balances. But to go further and say we're getting the authority from foreign governments in the UN, I mean, that's like being a foreign agent of a foreign power, sir.
Alex, it is not acceptable. We have a constitution like we have a Bible, and the constitution says that Congress will declare war. That is why I've been so upset, and I mentioned to you just a moment ago my history on this whole issue that went back to President Clinton in Bosnia in 1999. For too long, Congress has been a spectator in the debate on war. And when you see the amount of money that we spend, and more important than the money, the number of kids who had died and lost their legs, their arms, the American people should get behind. And I'm pleased to tell you today, I was honored to be on your show, that we have had calls since Friday of last week that we have heard from people in 49 different states who have called and said, thank you, Congressman Jones. We want to help you get this resolution to the floor of the House and get this thing passed. And I want to thank you again for this opportunity.
Well, I want to thank you, sir. Now, he's already launched the Libya war last year, and Congress said, you got to get our approval. By the way, we're for it. The majority said, just come to us. And Obama put that letter out, as you know, sir, because I saw you speak about it at the time, saying, I don't need you. I don't have to look at the constitutional question. It was a quote on TV, but his letter said it. I have the UN, and I'm doing this for their credibility. That's a quote. So he's saying, I'm stating and setting the precedent that the UN's the boss. The Congress has been handing over its authority, but still doesn't mean that it's legitimate. So, and I'm not criticizing what you've done. It's measured. You know, you're saying, hey, do it again, or if another president does it, period, we're going to start impeachment. But what about somebody like Ron Paul? Wouldn't that be a good constitutional move, but also a campaign move for, say, Ron Paul to try to introduce articles of impeachment for the Libya fiasco, which they now admit has been a disaster and given Al-Qaeda footholds in areas of Libya?
Well, I have publicly endorse Ron Paul. I am a big supporter of Ron Paul's, and I do agree with him totally, and you made mention of this. We tried, what happened was our own Republican leadership, Alex, would not allow even a weak resolution to condemn what the president had done in Libya. He wouldn't even allow Republicans to bring it to the floor. I was so disappointed in our leadership, Republican leadership, because they just sat back, and like I was saying a while ago, they became spectators. We have got to fight to defend the constitutional right of the Congress to declare war, and this is a step in that direction. We will get a hearing, I hope, in the Judiciary Committee. I know that the Judiciary Committee, chaired by Congressman Lamar Spear from Texas, who's a fine man, and the ranking member, who's a fine man, John Conyers. And we need to hold a hearing on this whole issue of Congress and war. And this is a start. This resolution is a major step in that direction.
Well said, Congressman. What can we do to help move this legislation through the House and get it passed?
If your listeners would call them members of the United States House of Representatives, and I hope soon we'll have a Senator to introduce the same legislation. But right now, if your listeners would call them members of Congress and say, please co-sponsor H-Con Resolution 107. All they have to do is to call their member of Congress or email them or fax them and just say, please join in this House effort to bring back the constitutional authority of Congress to be involved when it comes to debating war. And that's what they need to do. And I can honestly tell you, we had a person yesterday, I was in the Greenville office, Greenville, North Carolina, and a gentleman called from Colorado and said, what can I do to help Congressman Jones with this H-Con resolution, 107? And we told him, just call your member of Congress, ask them to join, call the J Committee in Washington, D.C., and say this is a constitutional debate that needs to start, and H-Con resolution 107 will start the debate.
Again, we're talking to Congressman Walter Jones of North Carolina, and I'm glad people are calling and thanking him, but I think what's more important is to call the head of the Judiciary Committee to ask them to get behind it and start promoting it, to call the media and say, don't black this out, and to call people like Senator Rand Paul and say, look, you've talked a lot about this war power issue. Your father has. You need to co-sponsor this immediately in the Senate. I would imagine that Senator DeMint would want to get behind this. I would imagine that Senator Sessions, who was so flabbergasted, Congressman, would want to get behind this right now.
Well, I'm going to reach out to him Monday. We will be back in Washington. I've already asked my staff to call his office to see if he could give me 10 minutes by telephone. I think he will see the value of trying to introduce this on the Senate side, and let's debate this issue. It is time for Congress to get out of the stands and get on the field when we talk about sending our young men and women to die.
All right, partners, that's it for this March 18th, 2012, Sunday edition. I'll see you back on the radio, 11 a.m. live tomorrow. Central, 12 noon Eastern. And, of course, at PrisonPlanet.tv, we're streaming video of these radio shows. And, of course, Infowars.com. Great job to the crew. Great job to all the listeners. Liberty will prevail. See you back tomorrow.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.